The recording has started.
Well, thank you so much, and it's so nice to see everybody. Really appreciate it as I get things together here. I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo 2 Charter School, Adeo Charter School 3, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggard, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. So, Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, CEO of Westland Financial Services and member of the board of Adeo.
Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, Director of Acquisitions, Dispositions, and Leasing for the Gildred Companies and board member for Adeo.
All right, and Greg Haggard, the chairman of the board, as previously mentioned. Thank you. So, establishing the quorum, do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3, which is confirming that we do have a quorum?
Motion to approve establishment of a quorum. Tim Morton.
I second that motion. Laura Barrero.
Thank you. And all those in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry, and I have to call because we're on the Zoomish video call. I need to call individually each of you for this and every other vote. So Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, aye.
Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. That is unanimous. So I'm going to ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I will do my best to guide us through this. Angela has our flag. Thank you. I'll wait for Angela if you want me to wait. That's okay. Here we go. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Well, that's really interesting how we do that. And now you've all been taught the cadence that I was taught in Mrs. Evans' first grade class in my primary school on how you say the Pledge of Allegiance. Where the commas go. So thanks, everybody. So item 1.5, the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of today's agenda?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve today's agenda.
Tim Morton, second.
Thank you. And I'll call for the vote on that. Laura Barrero?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That's unanimous. So we are at 2.0 public comment. So the first item that's divided into two pieces. So 2.1 is non-agenda public comment. And this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chair. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda?
Not that we know.
Thank you. Elena, do we have anybody? Do we know if anybody's on this call? Any public or anyone other than the people I can see? Okay.
Sorry, no, I don't see anyone. We didn't admit anyone.
Well, thank you. Item 2.2, agenda items, public comment. And this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chair. Any public comments on agenda items? And I think, again, we don't have anybody. Okay, so I'm going to move along. 3.0, these are administrative items. So 3.1 is Adeo, consider approval of the board resolution approving participation in the California Finance Authority's ASAP program to provide financing for the planned February through June 2021 apportionment deferral. And would love to hear a little bit more about this.
You're asking for staff's comment?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was not clear. Lynn or Mary, do you have any comments on this for us?
Well, this is the annual form that you fill out on economic interest, and I believe all of you have filled it out already. Angela, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Haven't we received it from all three of the board members and myself?
I have yours. I haven't checked for Greg or Tim Morton's, but I can do that later today. If you need any help, I'm here to assist.
Right. That's required every year by all board members.
Thank you. So.
We're on 3.0, the approval of the board resolution for the ASAP.
Yeah, that was an old one.
The next one is 700, I think. Lynn, do you want to talk about
the ASAP?
Yes, thank you. Agenda 3.0 under administrative items is for the ASAP program approval of the board resolution. There are three factors that affected the Odeo Charter Schools, the Odeo Corporation Schools, as a result of the passage of the Budget Act for this fiscal year, namely the enrollment growth are not funded. The basis of the P2ADA for this fiscal year is based upon last year's ADA, P2ADA, so it is a flat funding. And about 36% of the state apportionments are deferred next fiscal year, which is your apportionment starting this month through June 21 will be paid next fiscal year. You are all aware that Mayor and I have been working on securing the funding that assures a positive cash flow over the next 18 months to be prepared for any fiscal uncertainties. If you want to know what is the percentage of the budget deferment from July to June, it is indicated on the budget assumptions on page 2.
Okay, just point of clarity here. 3.1 did not need an approval. That was informational. 3.2, the parental representative posting, does that need an approval, Lynn?
That's a notification only.
Notification only, okay. And then we did need approval for 3.3, which is the school plan for reopening. And I think we skipped that.
We have a different agenda. That's not what I'm following, Mary.
You have a different one?
Yeah, 3.3 I have is the
3.1 is the ASAP. 3.1 is the ASAP program.
Okay, all right. I'm on a different one. Sorry. Ange, can you send me that one that they're working
yes,
from?
I just sent it to you.
Got it. Okay, no wonder. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong agenda.
That's okay. So where we are, we're back on 3.1, and Lynn, thank you for providing that explanation. And this is an action item, is that correct?
Yes,
it's correct.
Okay. Unless there's any further management presentation on that, then I would look for a motion to approve 3.1.
This is Tim Morton. I motion to approve the board resolution 3.1 for participation in the ASAP program.
Laura Barrero, I second the motion.
Thank you. I'm calling for the vote. So Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. So now we're on 3.2, the governance parental representatives posting on respective school web pages and RCs on January 5th, 2021. So this is a publication for the parent board representative, which Odeo Corp has a vacancy currently. We're happy to announce that we have a vacancy and we would like to fill that vacancy.
And I would like to assure the board that staff and including the classroom teachers who come in direct contact with the parents have been out there encouraging and sharing information in regard to this position. But at all times, our parents right now are really overwhelmed, and I'm not surprised that we, you know, haven't had a lot of takers. But just to reassure you, we certainly value parent input and parent participation. Laura's been such a wonderful representative for quite a while, and we'll continue to seek another representative who has students currently enrolled.
We'll keep you posted. If you need any assistance there as a former parent representative, I would be willing to speak to anybody who might have questions.
We'd appreciate that. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Require approval, though, doesn't it, Lynn?
No, it's an information item only.
Information item. Okay, good.
So the reason I said we're happy to have a vacancy is because we lost our last parent representative, Laura, because 100% of the students in Laura's house graduate from Adeo.
Love that. We love that. Thank you, Laura, for trusting us.
Thank you.
So thank you for that, for explaining that and kind of putting things in context, Mary. The 3.3, the California Fair Political Practices Commission Statements of Economic Interest Form 700 Annual Filing. Mary, you mentioned what that is. That is the conflict of interest filing that we all do. And if you're looking for mine, I haven't completed it, but I'm working on it. It's coming soon, well in advance of the deadline. Thanks, Angela.
Okay.
That's information only.
Mine's done, Angela.
I'm done.
Got the message?
Nobody's shaming you.
You still have time.
I knew Laura's would be done before mine. I wasn't even concerned about that. All right, so we have 3.4, the president's report. This will be really good. I'm excited for it. So Mary, could you please tell us what you have for us today under 3.4?
We'll combine 3.4.1 and 3.4.2. And let's have Tim talk about Adeo 2's petition, and maybe Lynn talk about the Moreno Valley petition, because they're in the midst of all that. Tim?
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone. Tim Tudor, Executive Director. The Adeo 2 petition has been submitted to the State Board of Education for review. The California Department of Education Charter Schools Division is responsible for that. So after it was submitted and denied by Carlsbad Unified, we then submit all the documents to the state. So that was done before winter break, in fact. And it then takes them several months to review. And it first will be heard at the Advisory Commission for Charter Schools, which will be in April. And then in May, the state board members will vote. So the CD staff will make a recommendation. It's a de novo review, meaning they don't consider what Carlsbad denied it for, and they review it on a new review. And then they make a recommendation to the ACCS board, and then make a recommendation to the state board. So we'll know by May if we've received renewal for Adeo 2.
And they certainly did commit a lot of work and time to that. I've shared with you, I think, visually, you saw it too. The document is, you know, almost 1,000 pages. It was quite an endeavor. What about Moreno Valley? That's a different twist. Lynn, you want to talk about that one?
Yes, Moreno Valley and Tim and Greg Haggard participated in the capacity interview with the Riverside County Office of Education. Thank you. So the public hearing has occurred already, and the capacity interview has also completed. We received the staff report, and the Riverside County they have a different process. The staff does not do any recommendation. They write a staff report, and there is a sub-board committee, which is called the Charter School Committee, that will be conducting further clarifications and interview, which is happening today at 3 p.m. And so after that, then it will be the next step is the action board meeting, which the board will decide whether Adeo Valley will be approved on appeal petition. We really feel very good on this petition.
Don't jinx us.
The reports is not a lot of there's no legal compliance. It's more of actual how questions, and we answered it today, and we send it to them. So we're waiting for that, and hold good thoughts for the interview today with the three board members. And the Riverside County Office of Education is comprised of 7 board members. So majority will be 4 board members vote.
Thank you. I don't have to share with the board that these days under 1505, it is a challenge moving forward pretty much in any way, shape or form. To authorizers and through that whole process, it's an extraordinary challenge. And the team has done a wonderful, wonderful job at so many levels, not just in preparing the document, but in actually doing their presentations and in bringing together the participants for the interview. Thank you, Greg. Very kind of you to support us. And I heard it was wonderful, just wonderful. So we're going, and also in going forward to respond to their comments, you know, which sometimes are, they're very unclear. And I'm not so sure it's because of our presentation. I think sometimes it's, you know, board members have varying degrees of understanding of charter schools. So, and they gain it as they go forward in their terms. So that's where we are with that. 3.4.3, if I may go on to that, is the Blue Ocean Strategy. I wanted to share the fact with you, and I sent out an email, so you know a little bit about this, but as you know, Vistage is greatly influences our work in terms of adding business perspectives to our organization. Now, moving from a business perspective is part of our values. It's actually stated in our values and was stated from the very beginning, from our inception. People that are not really knowledgeable about us or about a business perspective think that we are implying that it is profit driven. Of course, we are never profit driven. We're a nonprofit 501c3. There is no profit involved. However, there is much more to business than profit. And we've adopted many of the practices and we continue to learn and get better about how to apply business practice to our work. As an example, the metrics that we choose. We're careful about using metrics that are actionable, that really allow us to move forward in terms of taking actions or developing strategies that help us improve our metrics. So we use not just instructional data, but other data, intervention data, how, you know, the connection of our students to partnerships, data that has to do with our actual operation and you know, retentions and the successes that we have in redirecting, all very unique different kinds of data. Finance, it goes without saying. We use strong business practice in our finance, and I always say we begin by having balanced budgets. We're very cautious about keeping a monthly P&L and really having a sense staying on top of where we are financially. And last but not least, and there's some other factors I won't go into now, but one of the most important is, wait, sorry, two most important. One is professional development, which is way different than the normal PD that education has, and even pretty much beyond that of business. We consider that we have two profiles of learners within our school, certainly our students, but also our staff. So we do an ongoing training, a deep training that has to do with instruction, but also has to do with special training for dealing with special target groups, and also personal development in the art of teaching. So our PD is, I would consider, sophisticated. Last but not least is research and development. Now, the department, Lynn's department, is responsible for the actual development, and my department is responsible for the research. Dr. Davis and I really actually developed the spearhead for moving out and investigating, keeping abreast of the political, the business, the instructional, the social, those trends that are happening that we feel will affect us in the future. affect our client needs and affect our trends that will impact sustainability. This stage is very, very important, and I'm very grateful to our boards for supporting my involvement in Vistage. Tim Morton is very familiar with Vistage. He was a longtime member. Greg is currently a member with Vistage. And as he's aware, we often have speakers that come and which bring us a great deal of information. Some of it is more relevant to our situation than others. One of those recent speakers was Andy Simon, who came to us to speak about the Blue Ocean Strategy. Now, she wrote a book herself, and she gave us some copies. I sent them to you. It's called On the Brink. As I explained, that's a secondary source. The primary source is Blue Ocean Strategy. It's about maintaining a mentality that is not seeped in competition. As you know, there are many charter schools, there are many options, even in San Diego County, and there's a tremendous amount of competition. We try not to think in terms of competition at all. In fact, we feel that that takes us away from our main goals. As the primary source, Blue Ocean Strategy points out, if you're immersed in this spirit of competition, and you always have to pay attention to it, but if you become immersed in it, what it does is drag you into status quo. And to us, that speaks to mediocrity. Competition does one thing, you want to do that thing better, back and forth, back and forth. That puts you in a status quo situation. Whereas a blue ocean mentality opens you up to considering that competition is almost irrelevant because you're focusing on your client and what you can do to deliver such quality that that's where all of your energy and strategy goes, all of your human resources, fiscal resources, and long-term planning. I would say that my huddle, my team, the direct reports for all the departments, are very, very, very well versed in that mentality. They've gone beyond Baldrige, and Baldrige is our foundation, our framework. It truly permeates our whole organization without a doubt. And as you recall, in 2015, the Charter School of San Diego received recognition, national recognition for Baldrige. You have to wait 5 years before you reapply. But the staff is involved right now in reapplying. There's probably a handful of organizations that have ever received the recognition twice. And I don't know that we would be among them, but we do know that it's been a very constructive exercise, a very constructive work to stay on top of the recommendations that they gave for improvement. Everybody, whether they're they receive an award or not, always gets a list of recommendations for looking into improvements, but also our accomplishments. So we've maintained data, we've kept track of our accomplishments, we've looked at our leadership, our strategic planning, our workforce, our key indicators, our operation, our results, and I left one out. I can't think of what it is right now. I can't remember. But there are seven areas that we monitor very carefully, and we will be, in fact, today, I think the application is due, the eligibility application is due, so they're continuing to apply. What we found is that Blue Ocean Strategy really dovetails beautifully, because it hopefully will move the larger workforce to a place where they realize that they have permission and actually are encouraged to continue, not just to improve, they're very improve-minded, but to go beyond improvement, to doing stellar, extraordinary change. I don't know if we have time, but there are some examples that really stand out. Let me give you just one. Cirque du Soleil, have I talked to you about that one? I don't think so. Cirque du Soleil, as you know, circuses were dying all over the United States for several reasons. One, they focused on having lots of animals. Animals are expensive to keep, number one. And number two, the public at large was not real keen on a lot of live animals, you know, being mistreated in their minds. What they were used to doing was paying for stars, circus stars that would come in, which were very expensive. They seated people on hard bleachers and looked to making profits from selling popcorn and cotton candy, things like that. You know what a circus, traditional circus, looked like. Cirque du Soleil people took that idea and gave it a new twist. What they did was, instead of having three arenas, they had one arena where there was a focus. Instead of having these circus stars, they had troops of people that they could move between their different productions, kind of like the Blue Man Group. There's lots of different people that actually do different acts. They upgraded the seating for customers, and they provided different kinds of, you know, drinks and food, and they just changed the general composition of what a Cirque du Soleil looks like and gave it new life. iTunes, another example. You used to have to buy CDs. Now you can buy, or else try to find songs that were illegal, just lifting them. But they made deals with companies so that you could take individual songs and they would be legal. So same business, but different twist, different approach that really put them on the map. Sailing in a blue ocean can bring any organization to a different place. And that's what we're always striving for. So blue ocean strategy is something you're going to hear going into the future. It's very exciting. And I think that it's something that is extremely worthwhile in terms of keeping our staff energized and in a place where they can utilize all of their creative skills. The last point, 3.4.4, this week, in fact, tomorrow, we have our mid-year meeting. You're very familiar with our planning process. We have annual initiatives that are based on our overarching strategic endeavors. We're sure that every initiative that we come up with in some way goes back to the overarching strategic plans. And so tomorrow we're taking a mid-year check to see how we're doing, so that by August 1st, when we arrive and where the champions present what they've accomplished in a more formal way, and we do a peer group evaluation, that's not senior staff evaluating, it's all of the other champions evaluating the progress, we'll be prepared to move into the next year with initiatives that are focused and actionable and promising. I know that's a whole mouthful and a lot to take in, but I know that also that you're very familiar and you've heard me talk about most of these before. Are there any questions or thoughts that you could share with me or would like to share with me?
I have comments, but I'm going to save them until you wrap up your strategic plan. We've got more on strategic plan if you just want to roll right into that with 3.5.
The strategic plan update in 3.5 is your school participation reports, which you get at every board meeting. It's our way of measuring the productivity for each one of these schools. I can't speak to it specifically, but I think generally across the board, what we've noted is a drop of maybe 1 or 2%. Given the fact that we're in the middle of COVID, which is devastating most everybody around us, we're doing very, very well in keeping up our momentum and our ability to continue to engage students that are enrolled. They're keeping up. And It was this school in particular, the Audeo schools, that one of the representatives from the California Department of Education came down to do an audit, and they commented that they didn't note a tremendous loss of learning. Am I correct in this?
Yes, you are correct. And they didn't, actually, I'm going to correct you and say it the opposite. They noted that there was, that everything seemed on track, as good or better, that it was doing spectacularly well. And our program is particularly well suited for the events of this last year. And it actually is, it gave us an opportunity to sign. Craig, the auditor, would have, is effusive in his compliments over how well the program has done this last year, and apologizes for not being able to put even more positive comments in his written report. It is extraordinarily complimentary of the performance of our schools in the last year.
Yeah, so we think we're in a good place. Tim, you're heading up instruction there. Is there anything you want to add to that? There's probably all kinds of things.
Yeah, I think you covered it pretty well. We're moving forward in a positive direction. Staff is working very hard, and we're looking at different phases of reopening as the conditions improve. But overall, I will note the one school that actually increased this year is Audeo 3 and Escondido went up almost 3% in participation. So kudos to Audeo 3 and Escondido.
And Audeo 3 is the one that has an extraordinary enrollment of special education students, isn't it?
They're about 30%.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Traditional schools might run, 10, 11%, whereas we're running 30 in Escondido. Obviously, Escondido has found a specific way of using us, but staff is doing a wonderful, wonderful job there. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Maria. I don't have any, and I did look at those numbers, and they seem like we're well within our target ranges. We're doing, I think, very well. Thank you for that. I think we're on 4.0, our consent agenda. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And ahead of this, I would just like to tell you that everything on the agenda has my recommendation for approval.
Thank you. So then, unless any of the board members would like to pull out any of these items, we will take 4.1. So it's 4.11 through 4.13. We'll take them in one vote, if I have a motion for that.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion to approve all of the consent action items in 4.0, 4.1 through 4.1.3.
Second motion, Tim Morton.
Thank you. Then I'm going to call for the vote. Laura Barrero?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. So that passes unanimously. So we're down to 5.0 action items, 5.1 actually, action item specific to Audeo Charter School 2, 5.1.1, which is the consider approval of the first interim report for fiscal year 2020 to 2021. Lynn, do you have something for us there?
This is a customary monthly report that reports the actuals for revenues and expenditures from July 1 to October 31st, 2020.
Okay.
I don't have any other comments. A motion to approve the first interim report, 5.1.1.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Thank you. Then I'll call for the vote. Laura Barrero?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimous. Lee, so we're at 5.1.2. This is review and discuss the February revised operational budget assumptions for fiscal year 2020 to 2021 and consider approval of the February revised operational budget for fiscal year 2020 to 2021. Lynn?
Thank you. The budget assumptions, as you know, is very comprehensive, and it details what are the assumptions for the development of the Audeo 2 February revised budget. This is based on P2ADA of 297.94, which is the same P2ADA as last year's. This budget has a total revenue of 4.1 million. And we've included the special funding for this fiscal year, such as the CARES Act, which is about 46,983. And we have an ESSER round two for day two, which is 41,000. And learning loss mitigation fund of 49,054, and mental health level one fund of 2,979. We are required by the authorizer to put a reserve of 5%, and it's indicated in the budget, so it's about 208,664. And the budget allocates 26 full-time equivalent positions, and the payroll expense represents 64.42% of the revenue. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
It's Tim Morton. I motion to approve the revised operational budget assumptions.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Okay, and I'll call for the vote. Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So we are on, are we in 5.2.1? I just lost my way.
Yes.
Okay. So this is the same item for Adeo Charter School 3. Lynn, you want to throw out a couple numbers there? Anything you want to tell us about that before we take a vote?
The interim report is a customary mandated financial report similar to Adeo 2.
Yep. Thank you. So I would take a motion to approve that.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion to approve 5.2.1.
Tim Morton, second.
All right. And your vote, Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Tim Morton?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. So we're in 5.2.2. These are the same. I love having, and we have all the backup. This board packet is 804 pages, but so we have all the numbers. But Lynn, I still kind of like to hear them. Do you mind just giving us the same quick review for 5.2.2? Okay.
5.2.2. is a day 3 February revised budget, and it's based on P2ADA of 120.86 with a total revenue of 1.8 million. And we've included the one-time special funding for this year, which is the CARES Act. So it's about 14,053. Then we have our ESSER round two of 21,725. There's a learning loss mitigation fund of 14,274. And a one-time mental health level one fund of 1,209. We've allocated 5% of the total revenues for the reserves, which equals to 92,835. And this budget, we allocated 12 full-time equivalent position, and the payroll expenses represents 66% of the revenue.
Thank you, Lynn. Have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve 5.2.1.
I think we're on 5.2.2.
I'm sorry.
5.2.2. Thanks, Laura.
5.2.2.
Laura Barrero, aye. Second.
And I'll call for your vote. Laura Barrero?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. We're down to 5.3. Action specific for Grossmont Secondary School. Mm-hmm. I guess I would just take a motion on that.
Laura Barrero.
Go ahead, Laura.
Sorry. Laura Barrero, I make a motion to approve 5.3.1, the approval of the first interim report.
Tim Morton, second.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. Lynn, you want to give us that number review again on 5.3.2 for, please?
5.3.2 is the Grossmont Secondary February revised based. It's based on P2ADA of 340.23 with a total revenue of 4,805,000, and which we included the one-time special funding, the CARES Act, which is the ESSER funds. It's about 56,837. The round two for ESSER fund is about 75,890. The learning loss mitigation fund is 17,452. and a one-time mental health level one fund is 3,402. Of the 4,805,000 revenues, we allocated 5% reserved, which amounts to 240,264. This budget, we allocated 31 full-time equivalent positions, and the payroll expenses represent 75% of the revenue.
Thanks. Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that. And motion to approve.
Tim Morton, motion to approve 5.3.2.
Laura Barrero, I second.
And Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. So now we're down to Sweetwater Secondary School, 5.4.1. If we know what that's all about, I would take a motion to approve.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion to approve 5.4.1.
Tim Morton, second, 5.4.1.
Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, that passes unanimously. Lynn, for 5.4.2, if you'd go ahead and just read those numbers in for the record, please.
Thank you. The Sweetwater Secondary School February revise is based on P280A of 310.01 and with a total revenue of 4,372,000 and a one-time special funding just for this fiscal year, the CARES Act, which is known as the ESSER, is 49,921. The ESSER round two is 153,500. The mental health level one is 3,101. And Sweetwater Secondary School is also receiving the CTE grant, which is an application-based funding for 138,817. We allocated 5% of the total revenue for reserve, which is 218,627. This budget, we've allocated 29 full-time equivalent position, and the payroll expenses represent 68% of the revenue.
Lynn, thank you very much, and I would look for a motion to approve.
Tim Morton, a motion to approve 5.4.2.
Laura Barrero, second.
Thank you, and Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. So briefly that. So we're down now to board announcements and comments, and I have a couple, but I would invite Laura and Tim to see if they have anything they want to say today.
Thank you, everybody, for all of your hard work and all of the good information, well thought out plans, the safety plans, the return to school plans, just very detailed. I love going through the information and seeing you are all so on top of it every round. So it's wonderful to see. Thank you for all of your hard work.
Thank you for all the strategic planning. That's makes a big difference in such a professional organization.
So, isn't that the truth? I just wanted to say, Mary, and I saved it to the end, but your point about the strategic planning, to me, the slightly more than a casual observer, this is the secret sauce of the school. There's a whole bunch that goes into that sauce, and it's the staff. But it really comes down to me, it are two things. It's the focus on the students, always, what's best for the students, and it's the adherence and the discipline to stick with strategic planning. What you talked about when you talked about Blue Ocean shows your commitment to continuing to try to find new ways to do things and continuing to look at things, which is in the spirit of continuous improvement, which is laudable and rare. But the rest of the stuff you said about strategic planning, if you'll not react till I get to the end, I would appreciate it. Everybody says they do strategic planning and everybody's got a strategic plan. And the worst organizations that do that, pay somebody else to do it, put it in a binder and throw it on the credenza. And they never open it up again. And it just sits there. What's different about this organization is you do internally with guidance and with a thoughtful plan. And the real difference is you measure the results of what you're doing. And then there's this positive feedback loop and you continually make changes to what you're doing. So you're measuring your student outcomes and a whole host of other outcomes, and you're continually applying, you're continually assessing yourself and applying what you've learned to make it better and better. And that's the piece that most organizations, and I would say the vast majority of organizations, never do the latter. They don't take the feedback loop and do the continuous improvement. They say they did it, it went in a binder and is collecting dust, and that's the end of that. And they don't do anything farther. But this is why this organization's different. This is why you have the Baldrige Award and other schools don't. And that's why you have the student outcomes that you have. And that's where we get the positive feedback from the students and the parents. And it's because of that, in my opinion, and the staff. But the staff's the ones that are doing all this. So anyway, thank you. You make it really easy to be a board member. And by the time, you know, the audit committee gets to us, or by the time the board for our, you know, renewals get to us, there's nothing, it's easy. You make us look good. So thank you very much. And please continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you.
I could keep doing that for a really long time, but I guess that's a good place to stop. And by that, I mean complimenting y'all. So do I have a motion to adjourn? Unless there's anything else, I'm going to call for a motion to adjourn.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion to adjourn.
Tim Morton, second.
And I'll call for the vote. So Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. I hate to say goodbye, but that's it, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Stay safe.